Good morning. How are you all this morning? Good. Good morning to you. Can you think of what? Yeah, Mom. Way to go, Mom. Hang on a second. That is just what the people of Israel did in the desert. It was such a great story today in the Old Testament. The people were there in the desert with Moses and God. And you know what? They got hungry. Have you ever been hungry? Yeah. When you come home from preschool or when you're in your room and you start to get really famished, what do? Do you say, oh, dearest mother, would it be possible for me to have some small bit of food? Is that what you say? Not usually, right? You know, I had. You usually ask, and then if that doesn't work, what happens?
I just stay in my room.
You just stay in your room. Okay. I just saw the look on your mom's face. In fact, what I used to have kids, believe it or not, as old as I am, I used to have kids your size, and when my kids got hungry, you know what they did? They whined. I'm hungry. Can I have some food? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yes. An honest kid. Yes. Yeah, and that's what was happening. The people were in the wilderness, and there was, God, we're hungry. We're thirsty. Are we there yet? It's horrible. And Moses, there he was at the steering wheel of the station wagon with all of those people in the back going, I wish we would get there. And they were whining. You have no idea. And then God got kind of tired of it. And you know what God did?
He said snakes.
Do you like snakes?
No.
Do you like snakes? I love snakes. But most people don't like snakes. God sent these poisonous serpents to among people, and what happened? Very depressing story. Yes. Well, kind of whiny and carrying on about this we're taking. And so God had Moses this weird thing. I think this is the weirdest story in the Bible. We don't like snakes. Do you know what they did, Samantha?
He took
a pole and mounted a bronze serpent on it.
Where did he find the bronze serpent?
Exactly. It's just like a Disney movie, honestly. All of a sudden, some character pulls something out of his hat. Apparently, Moses put a bronze serpent in his suitcase, and he put the bronze serpent up on the pole, and they raised the pole up. And people could look at it, and they would not die. God did not. I have my own little bronze serpent with me today. I know, because with me it could very well be true. Yes. Actually, if you go into Eisenberg and you look at the pictures on the bulletin board about my career, one of the things you'll see is me holding about a 3-foot bull snake. I know, it was very cool. Oh, it is alive still to this day. This is my bronze. People had to look at the bronze serpent so that they would remember God. This was a... What is this?
It's a cross.
See what that is? Yeah, this is a cross made of nails. And this belonged to a friend of mine who was a pastor, and his name was Jim. And Jim died a number of years ago, and his wife gave me this. The reason this is my bronze serpent is I look at this and I remember that God will be with me no matter what. Even when I have serpents biting me and people being unhappy and all of those kinds of things, I have something to look at that reminds me about God. And it's made of nails. I only wear this during Lent because remember, there are nails. Jesus was nailed to the cross. Yeah, ow. And so that's what we hear when Jesus says, when we raise up that, remember every Sunday, if you come to the cross, we walk around with the cross, and every morning when you come in here, what's up there? There's a big cross up there. And that's kind of our way of remembering God has done for us and that God will always be with us. So if you have something, a cross, if you can just have something that you can look at and remember God, remember that God loves you and is with you in every moment, just in the same way that God was with the people of Israel. Let's pray, shall we? You ready? Gracious God, thank you for being with us even when we whine and get impatient or maybe you're a little bit afraid. Thanks for always being with us. And thank you for your cross, that wonderful sign of you being with us in every moment. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.